Officer coming on at 6, please let me help you.
Hi, can you transfer me to the emergency line, please? I'm calling from the UK. My wife has just called me and told me she's going to kill herself. And I believe she's on your precinct.
So, where is her address? And I can just take the information from you? Are you calling from the UK?
No, she's... Yeah, I'm calling from the UK. I haven't spoken to her for 2 months. She's literally sent me her tracking data, told me that she's going to kill herself. She keeps moving around. She's at presently... at the corner of LaGuardia and West Houston Street.
You said you haven't seen her in 2 months or spoken to her in 2 months?
I haven't spoken. She started divorce proceedings against me and she just messaged me. She has schizoaffective disorder and she's had 6 episodes in the last year. She is probably in an episode. She's probably dangerous to others. And she probably desperately needs help. She needs to be hospitalized as fast as possible, basically.
Okay, so how did she inform you about this? She texted you or called you?
She messaged me on WhatsApp.
Okay, and what exactly did she say?
So she said... I've got... One of the family is calling me. Sorry, I've just blocked it. She said... I'll read it to you right now. She said she keeps getting thrown out of hotels. She said she's lying down in the street like a hobo. She said she's going to kill herself tonight, basically. I'm going to kill myself tonight. And I said, well, you know, I tried to calm her down. She's saying her bank account shut down. She's got no money. She's going to kill herself.
Okay, where is she calling from?
So she's right now, I can see on WhatsApp tracking, she is at the junction of LaGuardia and West Houston Street. She might be on the other side near West Broadway.
Okay, so LaGuardia and West Houston. Okay, so she's on the intersection of both streets.
Looks like it, yeah. She might be on the other side of the road. I'm not sure. I can't quite tell.
Okay. Does it look like she's on the south or the north side?
I can't tell. It looks like she's right at the top of West Broadway at this moment.
Are you able to screenshot the message and send it to me?
Yes.
I don't know if you can text from the UK.
I can't text. I can email, though.
Okay, so then you can screenshot and email it to me?
Yes, I can. Yeah, I'll do it.
I can check a better location.
Yeah, the location. That's what you want to see, the location.
Yeah, just to kind of see exactly where she is so I can, you know, send someone over there appropriately.
Okay, thank you. Will it be quick? Because I know she'll move in a bit.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, let me screen. I can do it off this. Right, hang on. Sorry, I'm really trying to stay composed.
No, of course.
Because
I just also need, once you have the email, I just need more information from you about her. And then I'm going to call someone to go over there.
No problem. I'll do it as quick as possible. Right. Bear with me here.
Or at least, if you can't do the location, at least a picture of her, maybe?
Yeah, I can do both. I can do both. Just give me half a tick, because okay. I am an IT engineer, but I'm feeling it a little bit here.
Don't worry.
Please give me... it might take me a few moments, but I will get there.
Okay.
She's so vulnerable. I'm keeping it together. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping it together. Right, okay, bear with me. Right, let's get this sorted. So,
yeah, one thing at a time.
Yep. Oh, God, I knew this would happen. I knew I'd get the call at some point. It sounds like she's just emptied her bank accounts. God knows what's happened to her.
Yeah, that's not good.
I really don't know what's happened to her. It could be anything.
We'll get someone over just to make sure that she's okay, if they can find her. But a picture would definitely be helpful.
Yeah.
So they can, you know, they know who she's looking for.
She has to go to hospital. She should. She lives in Florida, so how she's turned up in New York City, I have no idea. I have no idea.
She permanently lives in Florida?
Yes, she lives in Florida. She told me she's living in hotels or something, and she's basically wiped out her bank account. So her mother has not reached me. There's a really... I just knew this would happen. Oh, sorry. Let me stay composed. Let me stay composed.
Okay, take your time. Yeah.
You're going to get someone to. I just need to come up with the goods here, don't I?
Yes.
Right.
We're going to get someone over there. I just need a little bit more information so okay. I can do so.
Right. It's not the most recent photo, right? I'm putting a recent-ish photo. Well, it's from a little while ago. And then we just need to go documents. I'm an IT engineer. I can cope with this under stress. Not a problem.
You got it.
I got it. Right. What is the email address I need to send it to, please?
You ready?
Yeah.
Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
C-O-M as in Mary.
Yeah.
U as an umbrella.
Yeah.
N as in Nancy.
Yeah.
A-L-E.
Right. Is that at NYPD?
At NYPD.org.
Okay. Okay, there's a photo and there's a picture of the most recent WhatsApp I've taken, and looks like it's sent. You should hopefully have it in a few moments.
Okay, I'll let you know when I get it. In the meantime,
mm-hmm.
What is her first name?
It's Vivian, which is spelled V-I-V-I-A-N.
Last name?
Richardson, which is spelled R-I-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
A-R-D
mm-hmm.
S-O-N.
Okay, how old is she?
She is 32 years old.
32?
Yeah.
Do we know her birthday?
Yeah, I should hope so. It's my wife. It's the 24th of January, 1993.
January 24th, 1993?
Yeah.
Did she have any diagnosed like psychological problems or anything like that?
She has schizoaffective disorder. She's had 6 episodes in the last year. She has walked out in front of traffic, and she has taken her clothes off in public, and she has been dangerous towards other people in public.
Okay. Did you know if she takes medication?
She should be, but she might not be at present. She takes lithium and she takes aripiprazole, but she's had a terrible year.
Let me see. Yep, I had gotten. Yep, perfect. Okay, I had gotten the pictures.
Okay.
And I also got the location. So, to me, this looks like she's probably. Okay, so it's more like West House than LaGuardia. All right, I'm going to call someone now, and I'm going to send them out. I can email you back maybe if I can't contact you back.
I've got a number that you can call me on. I do have a U.S. number that can take incoming calls.
Oh, okay. What is that?
It's 561.
961-903-903-4124.
Yeah. And can I give you
Okay. Can
I give you Vivian's number as well?
Vivian's, yes.
Because she will probably answer the call. If I say to, because she's saying to me, find me somewhere to live, and I'm saying if she will probably pick up. So it's 561.
Okay.
248.
Okay.
7066.
Okay. All right. No worries.
Can I email you the image of the message where she said she's going to kill herself as well? Because I really, like, she has to be hospitalized tonight. She has to be. She will kill herself.
Yeah, you can send whatever you want. I'm just going to call. I'm going to call my officer now.
Thank you.
And just have her go out there just to make, you know, just to hopefully see if they could find her.
Yeah.
As of your phone, though, is that still tracking to where you had sent me?
Let me check. Sorry.
Just before we hang up, and then I'm going to call them.
Okay. She is currently same place, as far as I can
see.
Same
place? Yeah. Okay.
That was updated 13 minutes ago. Hang on, let me just click on it. It's not updating.
Okay.
She hasn't picked up my last message either.
They'll go to that last location, all right? Okay. And if anything, I'll call you back, okay?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, no problem. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, talk soon.
Bye-bye.